there, and welcome back to the Cory Doctorow podcast, the last one until at least mid-September. I'm going to be going Saturday to Toronto to drop off our daughter with my parents on the way to Burning Man, and won't be back until after Labor Day weekend. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer. I had a very nice weekend just gone past. I went to the inaugural Nine Worlds London Geek Fest conference out at the airport at one of the hotels out there. And I had a terrific time and did a number of very fascinating panels. There was audio taken from at least a few of them, so I hope to be able to fold that into this podcast feed soon. If you're in the UK and want to come by and hear me speak again, I'll be doing a couple of talks in September. The first one on the 7th of September, I'll be in Shetland at the Wordplay conference. And then I'll be in London on the 28th of September, thereabouts, for Nesta's Future Fest. So hope you make it to one of those. And in between them, I'll be in Johannesburg at ISPA's iWeek conference. That's the ISP Service Providers Association iWeek conference. It's my first time in South Africa. So if you are a South African listener, please do come out and say hello. After that, I'll be in Dallas for FenCon, where I'm the guest of honor, and also in San Francisco for part of a month and more's worth of celebration of my novel, Little Brother, which is the San Francisco Public Library's One Book, One City pick for 2013. And there will be lots of events in addition to the author events. There'll be robot building workshops and using crypto workshops and all kinds of other really interesting things to do with the hack spaces there. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be just terrific. So the thing I'm going to read to you today is a column I wrote a few weeks ago for The Guardian called Metadata, a Wartime Drama. If you've been paying attention to the PRISM stuff, the NSA stuff, and if you've paid attention before to the British government's plan and also the Canadian government's plan and also the American government's plan to legalize open bulk spying on the internet and to excuse it by saying, well, they wouldn't be gathering data, just metadata, then you'll understand where this is coming from. There's this recurring theme in discussions of internet surveillance that there is such a thing as metadata that is somehow not damaging to people to collect in great amounts without any oversight or discretion or discrimination. And I think that's rubbish. So here we go. Here is my column, Metadata, a Wartime Drama. It starts with three quotations. Barack Obama, nobody is listening to your telephone calls. Theresa May, it is not snooping. It is absolutely not government wanting to read everybody's emails. We will not be looking at every web page everyone has looked at. Theresa May, this is purely about the who, when, and where made these communications. Cast of characters. Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Alan Turing, a cryptographer. Theresa May, Alan Turing's line manager. Cryptographers, various. Military policemen, various. The scene, Hut 6, Bletchley Park. The time, 1944. The setting, a long prefab hut in which various men and women labor over noisy machines. Churchill, May, and Turing are stood in a corner, stage right, conversing. Cryptographers sit at their desks, pretending not to listen in. Churchill, what news, then? How goes the effort to break the Nazi ciphers? May and Turing exchange a complicated look. May's hands flutter at her side. I'm sorry, Prime Minister. The news isn't good. May swallows audibly. Churchill glares at her. May, Mr. Turing and his colleagues have labored hard with every hour that God has sent, but try as they might, they can extract nothing of use from the Enigma cipher. Churchill, roaring. Nothing? All these years, all this work, and you have nothing? May. Well, not precisely nothing, Prime Minister. The lads have got far enough that they are able to extract metadata, but I stress again that this is of no strategic import and would no way help us to compromise the foe. Churchill. Metadata? Tell me more of this metadata. Is it a Greek word? May turns to Turing, who wipes his palms on his trousers. Turing. Technically Greek, Prime Minister. It is our own coinage. Neologism. You know these boffins and their neologism. Churchill. Indeed. Touring. It's quite simple, really. We call the contents of the scrambled radio intercepts, that is, the words of the messages themselves, data. Churchill. Go on. Touring. Metadata, then, is the data about the data. May. But nothing that could be used to compromise Jerry, I'm sorry to report. Turing tries to hide a scowl. He is unsuccessful. Turing. Quite. All we can tell with this analysis is who is speaking, what equipment they use to speak, whom else they speak to, who the messages are addressed to, the subject of the discussion, the places where all parties are when conducting the discussion, which equipment they use to communicate. Churchill. Is that all? Turing. Eh? Oh, we also know how often they communicate, at what length they communicate, and where they go and what they do next. Cryptographer, calling out from his desk. Also, who all their friends are, and how they know them. May. But nothing compromising. Turing, through gritted teeth. Quite. Churchill. Mrs. May, would you mind stepping outside for a moment? As May is escorted out by a pair of burly MPs, Churchill, Turing, and the cryptographers huddle together excitedly. Churchill, muffled from within the scrum.
Nothing compromising.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. It was fun to write, and certainly helped me get over some of my ongoing fury at the complete intellectual dishonesty of our notional leaders and our spies and our law enforcement agencies. And if you're at Burning Man, please do come by 4:30 to the Liminal Labs camp. I think we're at 4:30 and the main circle where the cafe is, but we may be a little ways off from there. Do come by, say hello, have some cold brew coffee, and otherwise I'll speak to you in mid-September. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cory Doctorow Podcast, licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike US 3.0. Or as Woody Guthrie put it in another context, this song is copyrighted in the US under Seal of Copyright 154085 for a period of 28 years, and anyone caught singing it without our permission will be a mighty good friend of ourn, because we don't give a dern. Publish it, write it, sing it, swing to it, yodel it, we wrote it, that's all we wanted to do. Many thanks to John Taylor Williams for mastering. That's Ryneck Studio, Ryneck Studio at gmail.com. John Taylor Williams is a full-time self-employed audio engineer, producer, composer, and sound designer. In his free time, he makes beer, jewelry, odd musical instruments, and furniture. He likes to meditate, to read, and to cook. Talk to you next week.